This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Policy Thursday, the Biden administration has put science back in the spotlight. Joining us with a dairy perspective, Dr. Ken Olson from the American Dairy Science Association joins us. And Ken, you're optimistic that science will have more influence when making policy decisions with the next administration?
I certainly think so, because all the indications so far is that there's really a strong commitment to science. You know, it's very early on, but one of the things that's interesting is that President Biden has moved the Office of Science and Technology that located in the White House actually to a cabinet-level position, and they have a geneticist that's heading up that area. So as a person trained in genetics myself, well, that sounds good to have some of that expertise in there. He was one of the lead people in the Human Genome Project, and we're pleased, looking forward to it. Still will take some time to get everything in place, but we're optimistic relative to it. They've got a strong commitment to using, supporting science and using science in making policy decisions.
And that is a good momentum for the American Dairy Science Association, as obviously this global pandemic has caused a lot of us to go virtual. What's 2021 looking like with the ADSA and scientists getting together?
Well, surprisingly, our annual meeting last year, attendance is up about 400 from what we typically have, so that was good, but we certainly missed the opportunities for the interactions you get in a live meeting. Now, this year for 2021, we are planning on a hybrid meeting because we're optimistic that we'll be in a position where people can travel and feel safe meeting together, but we also recognize that there are concerns and issues, and I guess one thing we found is that it is possible to participate from a distance with a virtual meeting. So what we'll do is we're planning on our live meeting in Louisville, Kentucky, July 11th to the 14th.
You saying the word hybrid meeting, you know, that is the buzzword, I think, with a lot of different groups and associations, because so many people want to get out. They've been hunkered down for so long, but then there are others that really want to play it safe.
Yeah, and you know, I think a lot of facilities, certainly right now, as they are opening up and limited as far as the number of people that are able to be in an area. So that's another reason that makes it more feasible for a greater number of people participating.
Now, through the years, you've had an increase in contributors as far as these papers.
Yeah, last year, a very large number of papers, about 900 papers that were presented at the meetings. This year, because of the fact we're kind of catching up, I know that we'll have more than we've done in the past. But there's a lot of work going on, and the American Dairy Science Association is somewhat unique amongst the professional societies in that the research that we cover really goes all the way from the farm, and in some cases even some of the lab work that goes pre-farm through the table. So we've got both the animal production as well as the dairy foods people involved.
So where is some of this work coming from specifically?
From a variety of places, mostly from universities around the world. Last year, we had 59 countries that participated in the meeting. A very significant portion of papers do come from research that is conducted around the world. So we are truly an international organization. But the majority of the work that's reported does come from the universities around the country and around the world. And other parts is research that's funded through the government and through private sources. So it's a wide range of things.
Mm-hmm. Some great information coming from these papers, and we know knowledge is power, and this information is shared.
Yeah, at the meetings, there are abstracts of the presentations, and that provides basically a summary of what's been done. Those are all published in actually ESPAC, our online database of the conference proceedings. But as part of that, we have abstracts from all of the papers that are presented at the meeting. So it's a place that really anything that's reported at the meeting is reported there, and it's available for use. Now, much of the work also ends up in papers that are published in our Journal of Dairy Science. The Journal of Dairy Science is the top-rated journal for publication of research in the dairy and animal area around the world, very highly regarded. So not everything that's presented at the meeting gets published as a journal article, but all of it is available as far as abstracts go.
Thanks for the update, Ken. We're out of time now, but more next time with Dr. Ken Olson from the American Dairy Science Association. If you'd like to find out more information about ADSA, simply go to adsa.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.